Ms. Marvel, a truly Marvel-loose surprise. Lately, it seems that the Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU, has been pumping out new content left and right. It felt like just yesterday we were taking a stroll in Westview, New Jersey with Wanda and Vision, and now within the year, the MCU is filled with immortal beings created from Celestials, dissociative identity disorder vigilantes, and a fantastic version of Jim Halpert. This brings us to the latest addition to the MCU, Ms. Marvel. To be honest, this was not one of the must-see Disney Plus stream events from the MCU, but I believe this is what made this show an absolute knockout. Although I have enjoyed many of Marvel's shows that came out on Disney Plus, I felt that most of them would drag, and the endings needed a little more improvement. That said, Ms. Marvel is not flawless, but the series' greatest strength comes from the importance of representation. We had outstanding films such as Black Panther and Shang-Chi that appealed to Black and Asian demographics. What Ms. Marvel does best is making Kamala a relatable character and explore her culture and traditions through her eyes. Iman Vellani's portrayal of Kamala Khan was as genuine as it could be. Throughout this show, we are guests at a Pakistani wedding, visitors of a Muslim mosque, and learn that all aunties, no matter their country of origin, love to gossip. The show did a great way of connecting the historical event of the partition of India with the beautiful foundation of Kamala's character. It might be because Ms. Marvel is a 6-episode series, but this was one of the best representations of culture that the MCU has done so far. Ms. Marvel brought a great surprise to newfound powers and the world of the clandestines. After Loki, we started to learn the vastness and the scale that the MCU was going for. We begin to examine the universe of the clandestines and learn of their history. Although it was explained briefly, it did show a connection with the Ten Rings and the Kree. But most importantly, Ms. Marvel is the first confirmation of mutants being part of Earth 616 in the MCU. Although to some fans this is not the most ideal way to introduce mutants, it was a pleasant surprise to see this adaptation. Sorry, everyone. Looks like the overdue Inhumans revival will have to wait a little longer. Overall, this show was so entertaining and brought the much-needed energy boost for the MCU marathon of the multiverse saga. Thanks for reading this article. If you'd like to share your thoughts in reaction to what you just read, then feel free to leave a comment below or click here to submit your own opinion piece. The Dorkaholics team is always on the look for new, additional voices to join us, share their own unique perspectives, and contribute to the diverse platform we are building in our corner of the internet and pop culture community.